Daryl Talley has joined us on Sports Byline USA. We're talking about the bounty system that has been reported in the National Football League, Greg Williams and others. And I have a quote here in front of me from Matt Bowen. Matt, the former Washington defensive back, and he said, bounties, cheap shots, whatever you want to call them, they're all part of this game. It's an ugly tradition. You will find it in plenty of NFL cities. So we're not just talking, obviously, about just the New Orleans Saints or wherever Greg Williams was. I think you would probably agree, Daryl, this is just something that's a part of the culture that you can find in all 32 NFL teams. Am I correct in that statement?
It's a culture of the game. I mean, if somebody does something, if somebody hits your quarterback, cheap shots your quarterback, you're not going to cheap shot the other quarterback? If you say you know, you're lying to me and everybody else. Because if somebody would have taken a cheap shot at Jim, somebody would have hit him, and I thought it was a cheap shot, guess what? We were going to rectify the system. We were going to rectify that situation. Whether it cost me 15 yards or whether it cost me a penalty or cost me a fine. But if you do it to mine, I'm going to do it to yours. That was the way the game was policed. Now, right now, the way they're trying to do it, guys are hurling themselves around like human missiles and not wrapping people up tackling them. And yeah, I understand that part. That part right there, there's no room in the game for that. When you go to tackle somebody, your arm should come with them.
Let me ask you a question also, Daryl. As you know, there are in contracts, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, and maybe they've outlawed them, but there are incentive clauses. Are there not in contracts if you play a certain amount of plays or if you get named to the Pro Bowl squad, you get you get additional money?
Yes,
so
yes.
Having said that, if indeed players are going to be remunerated for doing things like that, playing additional plays and also making the league, how do you make the All-Pro team if you don't go out and exert yourself in a way that is that catches people's attention? So what then is the difference between the bounty systems that have been existing around the National Football League for the players where they're getting paid and the formal, acceptable bonuses that you get for doing other things? That's what
They say one is structured and one is not. But both of them are structured if you really look at it.
Sure they are. One of them is in a contract.
Yeah, per contract. If you make so many plays or if you do so many wonderful things, we will get you get voted to the Pro Bowl. You get voted to the Pro Bowl. You get to go to Hawaii or Miami or wherever. But you get to go somewhere else and play another game. And you get a little star on it beside your name. So what's the difference? There isn't. There isn't. It's just a matter of how people want to view it. Is it ugly or is it nice? You know, they want it to be the nice ugly. But what they fail to realize is football is a game that is a collision sport. It's not a non-contact sport. It's not for the faint of heart. If it were for the faint of heart, then there would be a lot of people playing it. There will be a lot of people out there on Sundays. But if you really think about it, there's only 1,800, I think it's 1,800 jobs a year in the National Football League. And that's for a reason. Cream rises to the top, and it should be allowed to play the game the way it should be played.
You know as well as I do that the NFL has always been sensitive to its image and PR as well. And so, therefore, the commissioner is going to have to take some type of action. And I think back to the baseball situation with steroids, where it was going on all across baseball, and yet nothing really was ever done. I'll never forget the press conference that Bud Selig had when he says, after the investigation, we don't care where this goes, whether it's the front office, owners, or what have you, we're going to penalize whoever was involved in this. And to this day, I have not seen one owner, one general manager, or one manager penalized in any way because of that. Is there any
never
way?
Never will.
And then there never will. That's what I'm asking you. What can the NFL do to come away from this looking like they've done something?
To be honest with you, they can't do anything about it. To be honest with you, they can say they're going to try to do something, but there really isn't. I don't care who it is. if you're playing a game, somebody does something to one of your guys, if you are a player worth your salt, you're going to make sure that the other team knows that that's not acceptable. And whether they like it or not, whether the owners like it, whether they really want to say what the truth is, they won't. But, you know, it's just one of those deals. People want to hide things and they want to sugarcoat things. The way I put it, they want to sugarcoat because they don't want on their face.
Let me, I see that I have a quote here from Brett Favre in which when he found out about the $10,000 bounty on him, he says, I'm not pissed. And I know that Joe Theismann even made the comment that he was even flattered that somebody would even do that to him. How do the players feel about this, do you think, across the league today?
In my opinion, yeah. guys that have quote-unquote bounties put on them, they're laughing. They're saying to themselves, I'm already in this guy's head. I'm in his team's head. I'm in all of their coaches' heads that I can disrupt their game. I can destroy them by myself. I don't need nobody else. I just need to be out here, and I can destroy you. So guess what? If you're stupid enough to buy into that, no. I guess that's what made us different, because we really didn't care what anybody said. We just say, look, we're going to play, and we'll play together. If you get screwed, we all will get screwed, because here's what the deal is. We're going to stick up for one another, and no matter what it costs. I went on the field when Klecko beat up Jim. Cost me $15,000 for going on the field. People still find me because I went on the field to protect my quarterback. And I'm on the defensive side of the ball. My offensive guys are out there fighting for him anyway. But I'm going out there to protect my quarterback because I didn't like the way Klecko hit him. I got a problem with that. So guess what? I get my shot on his quarterback, I take it.
You know as well as I do, Darryl, that the NFL is being sued now by players because of the concussion issue. And so they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, don't you think? Because unless they do take some type of action to at least to appear that they're trying to do something about the health and the welfare of the players, they're going to find themselves being sued more and more by players.
Well, they're going to be sued by players because, to be honest with you, if you think about it, just think about this. How logical is it for anybody, let's say most of the guys are 200 pounds, 200 pounds to 260 to give everybody an average weight. You got some guys at about 190, 160 to guys that are 340. To run in and have a collision at 55 miles an hour every 15 to 20 seconds. Number one, the human body is not meant to take that type of punishment. So, therefore, there are going to be casualties, just like they're in a war. There's going to be casualties. People got pissed off at, I never will forget this, when people got pissed off at Kellen Winslow Jr. when he said, I'm going to war. And because our country was at war, everybody took offense to it. But if they've ever been in a battle between a tight end and an outside linebacker or a tight end and a defensive end, it is a war. It's hand-to-hand combat. So, you know, those are the things that people have to realize when they say that.
Well, I want to thank you very much for putting it into perspective, especially a player's perspective on this. And I knew you would be somebody that would talk not only from the heart but from the head as well. And I think you've said it in a way in which the fans can better understand it. It's going to be very interesting to see. Does your gut in about 20 seconds tell you about which way this whole thing might go when ultimately come out in your mind, Darryl?
Ultimately, in my mind, what they're going to do is they'll find Greg Williams, and they're going to institute some sort of policy to whereas there's no longer going to be any of these unwritten rules. Well, my question is this. Then are you going to do away with all the rules of the game?
No, I know what you mean. Darryl, thank you, my friend. You take care, and we'll stay in touch.
All right, take it easy.
Darrell Talley with us, 14 seasons in the NFL, 12 of those with the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, as you know, he went to 4 Super Bowls. And as he said, not winning any of those 4. I was fortunate to have 4 bites of the apple, though I didn't eat the whole apple. And that quote from Brett Favre when he found out about the $10,000 bounty on him, he says, "I'm not pissed. It's football. I don't think anything less of those guys. I would have loved to play with Vilma. Hell of a player. I've got a lot of respect for Greg Williams. He's a great coach. I'm not going to make a big deal about this. In all honesty, there's a bounty of some kind on you on every play." Now, in that game, there were some plays that I don't want to say were odd, but I'd throw the ball and whack on every play, hand it off and whack over and over. Some of it was very, very blatant. I hand the ball off to Percy Harvin early and got drilled in the chin. I'm Ron Barr. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.